Yes, indeed. It's time to speak to Faiza Munshi now. She joins us on the line, as she does every Thursday. And today we're discussing once again the power of thought and its effect on children. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Faiza.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Well, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Hey, we've chosen another exciting topic here, a very abstract topic. Now, what's the reason for your topic?
Yeah, it's funny that you say it's an abstract topic, and that makes it quite interesting in terms of how many people may think about it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when you think about, and I'm already using the word think, I mean, it's a thought, right? How many thoughts do you have in a day, in a single day?
Too many.
Some people say up to, 60,000 thoughts a day or whatever, but if you think about, forget the day. Let's think about in an hour. In the span of even half an hour, going to drop our kids at school and coming back, how many thoughts have you had? So this is something that's very real. So in a short period of time, you have so many different thoughts. Some of them good, some of them bad, some positive, some negative, some fed by other people, some that you'd feed to the people that you meet. So I wanted to just tie this in with children as well during the program, inshallah, in terms of our thoughts, what we think, how it affects them. You know, that kind of, because really, it's not as abstract as you have introduced it as. I mean, if you think about it, you know, in terms of the words we even use.
Okay. Now, Faiza, is there such a thing as the power of our thoughts, or is it just pie in the sky?
Yeah, it's funny. So they say that a lot of the time, you know, you get a lot of people who have the view that your thoughts attract a certain reality, and it's called the law of attraction. And that's on a very different level in terms of what people think, talk about in terms of thoughts. No. So there they go into the very strong issue of the power of thoughts and the universe and all of that. And that's not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about, and what we always do on Thursdays, it's very practical.
Yes.
It's stuff that we feel every day, that we encounter every day, that we encounter in our lives all the time. And like I said, when you asked the first question in terms of why, the reason for bringing this up, is because sometimes we almost live subconsciously, or even sometimes unconsciously. We start doing so many things, and we think things, do, and at some point we end up in a situation and you go, oh, how did I get there? So in terms of that, is that through the Thursday programs, I mean, we're talking about things that are very real, and sometimes the things that we shove at the back of the closet, and we don't really want to, you know, it's not things that are important to us in many ways. But that's why we bring it up and say, you know what, these are the things that are important to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they say your collective thoughts and beliefs lead you to act in a specific way. So the things that you think about become what you believe is the way you act. Mm-hmm. And if you're acting in a specific way, of course that's important, because that's going to be something, and that's who you start becoming. So it can't be pie in the sky. It has to be real, because this is what is impacting you every single day. You think a particular thought, you act in a particular way. So like I said, we're not speaking on the level of, you know, the laws of attraction, and a lot of people, I mean, there's a lot of that going around where people are reading a lot about all of that. But we're just really talking on a very basic level, not as experts on, you know, power of thoughts and mind power and all of that, but rather as everyday human beings talking about how does what we think every day impact what we do every day, how does it impact who we become, and how does that then impact our children and what they turn into and what we actually portray to them. So, you know, I know we said we're going to put out the question quite early too. It would be very interesting to let our listeners tell us, you know, what do they think about all of this? Is it, do they really believe it's just that you asked the question, pie in the sky?
Hmm.
Or do they also believe that, you know what you think is who you become? Who you become is how you influence your children, and that's who they become. So it's not just about me, you. It's about such an important thing, because it's influencing your everyday life. It's influencing who you are. It's influencing how you behave. It's influencing the people around you and how they behave towards you. It's then influencing the next generation through our children.
Yeah.
So really, in terms of that, I don't think it can be just another aspect, but something that we actually need to really concentrate on. And in terms of it becoming very practical, what we think and how those thoughts then influence us in a particular direction. And if you bring it in from an Islamic perspective, and a lot of times many people say Allah is as you expect Him to be. You know, if you expect Allah to be merciful towards you, and Allah will be merciful towards you, because that's what you'd ask for.
Mm-hmm.
You'd ask for mercy. And if you, you know, so those are the kind of thoughts that you've got to have, is that in terms of what am I expecting from my life? What am I expecting from the people around me? What am I expecting from my Creator? So those are, I mean, that is a daily, daily, daily thing that we always thinking about. And so we need to take into account, you know, in terms of our thoughts and what we do, that kind of stuff.
Right. I just want to explain once again why I said abstract, right? It's because people are so busy in their lives that they don't really think about how their thoughts might be affecting.
About thoughts.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Redundancy.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because, like, a lot of the time, that's exactly what you say. It's become so abstract. It's subconscious. And I'll talk about that just now in terms of, you know, when we think about our thoughts and evaluate them. So a lot of it does become almost abstract. You don't even realize what you're thinking. And also towards the end, the last few minutes of the program, we'll talk about kids and how we influence them. How that becomes, we think it becomes so abstract to us in the sense that it's at the back of our mind, but how much that influences the things that come out of our mouth and the way we act as well.
100%. You're listening to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. The question we're asking to you is, do you believe our thoughts affect our kids? You know, what type of effect do our thoughts have on our children? We've asked this question on social media. We've got lots of responses. Faiza, do you want me to go through some of them now?
Please do, and then we'll carry on.
Okay. Sister Zakira saying, I firmly believe in gratitude and the power of positivity. The mind is the most powerful weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sister Sina saying, our thoughts influence our behavior, which most definitely impacts on our children. Kids learn more from what they see than what they are told.
Right? Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That's very much in terms of what, you know, you talk about how the power of the mind and what we do with it. And it can be so positive, but it can also be so negative. So in terms of taking account of ourselves, let's look at how we act and where we are in our lives, right?
Okay.
So in terms of talking about this idea of thoughts and all of that, let's just evaluate. So evaluate and be honest about how you feel about your current circumstances. So if you sit there and evaluate and say, okay, you write down, I'm very happy with where I am. Great. Keep on going in that direction because obviously you're doing something right. But if you do an evaluation and say, you know what, I need to start taking account of who I am and what I'm doing, and you come up with not feeling that great about it, well, then I guess you have to carry on and take the next step in terms of the evaluation process, right?
Yeah.
And as you begin to evaluate and dig deeper, it comes down to what you mentioned earlier in terms of you said, you know, the thought becomes almost, the idea of thoughts become abstract. So when you dig deeper, you start inquiring and figuring out why you're stuck in this rut, why you're stuck in this situation.
Mm.
And the deeper you go and the more you will begin to realize that you come to the conscious level of what you're actually thinking, it's all been fed by the subconscious. So at some point in your life, you started having these negative thoughts and then you push them to the back of your mind thinking, you know what, you've gotten rid of them, but you haven't really dealt with them. So what happens is all your actions are actually being influenced by that subconscious thinking, because all the time you think, okay, I might not be that good at it, but you don't say it out loud, but it's at the back of your mind. I might not be that great. Maybe I should stay away from it. Maybe. And those thoughts are there all the time. So all the time, that subconscious then starts affecting the way you behave. And also the choices that you make. So obviously, I mean, in terms of that, you know, the good thing about all of this is the one thing I'd actually say at the end of the program as well is change your mind and it will change your life. Because really, some of the times we're so stuck in the negativity of what we're thinking about ourselves, about our children, about everything around us, that there's no way forward. If you're going to think that negatively, there's no way we're going to move forward.
Yeah.
But if we can change our mind and our thoughts and what we're saying to ourselves constantly and make that more positive. And it's not about being, you know, saying all this positive mumbo-jumbo all the time. It's not even mumbo-jumbo.
Yeah.
It's the actual things we think. Like, I'm really bad at math. And before we even try, it was so funny because I was speaking to a friend of mine who does these assessments, and she says, you know, it's sometimes seen that if a female is given a math problem in a certain setting, she'll be like, but I'm really bad at math, without even knowing whether that's a full math problem or just logic or whatever it is.
Mm.
So we've developed it through our own thinking, through other people's thinking, through what our teachers told us, but it sat at the back of our subconscious mind and it's fed us and put us into situations and made us actually make the choices that we make.
Yep.
So, you know, a lot of the time we change our minds and hopefully it will change in terms of the life that we lead and hopefully move from that evaluation of not being happy where we are to making a conscious effort to actually get to where we really want to be.
Yep. And, you know, Life Coach Sumer Kavadia has asked me to put this affirmation here to my PC monitor. It says, something amazing is on its way. It doesn't actually mean that something is going to... It's just to put you in that mindset that, you know, you can... You be in a positive mindset and things will possibly move in that direction. And that's sort of what one of our listeners has said here, Sister Fahima, saying, we have the power to attract positivity and negativity depending on our thoughts and the same way our children feel that energy. Why do they feel easier going to one parent and not the other? Ever wondered when you're feeling less than confident, fat, etc., and you attract people in your space on that day that mirrors your thoughts? Try it. Be aware when you are confident and happy about those around you and your children are happier and you attract positivity. We have a lovely teacher, Amina Lahair, who helps be more aware and be better parents through this teaching. So yeah, you know, be more positive. And I know maybe the boss might be getting a shock every time he walks past my desk and he must be thinking, why, what is on its way? Every day I see the sign on this guy's desk. But it's just to put you in a positive mindset that good things, you know.
I guess it's hoping to look at life and say, you know what, I can always build on what I have. Not in terms of being ungrateful, or but always feeling that, you know what, you could take the step towards being better, a better human being, maybe kinder sometimes, less irritated, less angry, and being more positive and being more, you know, being a person that people are happy to be around. As opposed to, oh my goodness, you look so tired. People will be like, it's so nice to always see you smiling. So, you know, that kind of thing. And so I guess we all want to be able to live that life where people look at us and say, you know, that person's having looks content and happy and like they're following their passions and what they want to do. And that won't come with us thinking negatively about ourselves or thinking negatively about our situations. Instead, it starts with the thinking in our mind, and that thinking will then lead us towards how we act and what we do.
100%. Here's another one from Sister Zina saying, yes, I do believe that our thoughts impact our children, because thoughts are usually exposed through our actions and reactions, and it's common knowledge that babies can sense tension that usually emanates from the mother and the atmosphere. If you are calm and happy and have a peace and have peace of mind, it's clear that the home is calmer and happier too. Nice one.
So I think we need to go on to question in terms of children.
Yeah. Well, what are we often thinking to our children?
You know what? In terms of children, if we look at it, right, if you think and believe someone is, and I want to talk about, I know we've only got a few minutes, so I'll just bring it all together and say, you know what are we thinking about our kids and how is that influencing them? So if you think and believe someone is beautiful and brilliant and bright, how do you treat them? Naturally, your reaction to that person is going to be very positive. It's going to be very loving and positive. So if it's in terms of your children, every child has been brought into this world by Allah as an individual. Every child has a different individuality. They've got a different talent. They may not have the talent you were really, really hoping they have. And so you miss everything else that's good about them. But okay, so in terms of, okay, we look at the positive part. Say if you think they're beautiful, brilliant, how would you treat that person? You'd always be loving, kind. Oh, you did so well. I'm so proud of you. And that's what we all wish. You know, when we having our first child, second child, third child, we all want to say our children are beautiful and brilliant and bright. But life happens. And as a parent, if you start thinking that someone is an inconvenience, they're in your way, you think they may be very stupid, in a way, they may be very naughty. So in your mind, you don't say it out loud most of the time, or you don't say it to other people, but you go, you know, couldn't this child just be better at math? Couldn't this child just be better at English? I wish I didn't have to, like, go through all of this. Or you think the child's very naughty. What comes out from that? You're thinking, it's ingrained in you. You sometimes think, okay, I'm not going to say this to anybody, but I'm really thinking it, you know. Couldn't it just be easier with this particular child? What will your reaction be to that person? It's not going to be, oh, you're so wonderful and well done. It's not. Unfortunately, your mind is, your thoughts are going to impact how you deal with the child. So in the first instance, you'll be using words like, well done, I'm so proud of you. And in the second instance, let's be honest, it will always be, why are you always so naughty? Why do you always do stupid things? Why are you so silly, you know? You never do anything right. And those are the things that come out of our mouth through our thoughts and what we're thinking about our children. And sometimes those are the thoughts that come out of our mouth because of what inconsistence we have with ourselves. We're not feeling, you know, like we can be good enough. We're not good at enough at math. So, you know what, this child can't get the sum right, so they're stupid and useless at math. So whatever it may be. So in terms of how we think of ourselves, it comes out in our reactions, and how we think of our children really does come out in our words. And that's where the impact hits. Because every single child is like a sponge. When they are that age, they take in everything. Every good thought, you know, it just they suck it in like sponges to water. So if that water is nice and clean and clear, they're going to take all of that in, and that's who they're going to slowly develop into. Those are the thoughts that are going to become part of their subconscious mind. They may not, you know, think every day, oh, my mother said I'm brilliant, you know. They may take it in, and it may get stored at the back of their mind. Mm-hmm. But one day as they're growing up, that subconscious mind is going to come out in terms of what they do, how they see the world, and how they react to the world. And that child who's constantly being told by teachers, parents, caregivers, whoever, that you're silly, you're stupid, you're naughty, you just never do anything right, that subconscious mind is going to be tainted with exactly that thought. You know, I'm always naughty, so let me do something naughty. If they believe I'm naughty, I might as well just prove them right. And you see that very often. You see that very often with kids, that people say, this child is just... But all they're doing is they're proving you right. This is what you thought of me. And now I'm just showing you exactly. Because now you've ingrained in me that this is who I am. So it really does affect them. So we can't, if you even think about how do your thoughts affect our, things about how our thoughts affect the kids and, you know, in the way, it's just huge in terms of how, because what we think is what we say, it's how we act, it's what we believe, and that's what they then start believing about themselves. Because it comes out directly in our words, in our actions towards them. So it's amazing because you've got two possibilities here. And the one possibility is so amazing and so endless in terms of how our kids can grow up and who they can become and what a success they can become in life through our interaction with them, through our words, through our thoughts, through what we feed them in their mind and what we feed their young mind. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of the coin is how we can actually damage them in terms of our thoughts and our actions towards them.
Profound words there, Faiza. Jazakallah khair. We'll have to leave it there for now. It's been fascinating discussing this topic. Inshallah, we will continue again next week with another very, not abstract, I won't use the word abstract again, but another exciting topic, inshallah. Jazakallah khair for your time.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Faiza Munshi there, joining us discussing our thoughts and how they affect our children. That brings us to the end of the Power Half Hour for today. From myself, Ijaz Khan, and Muhammad Bilal, it's assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.